Target made Good & Gather for you, helping you save on sparkling waters in tastes you'll love. Made with natural flavors in fantastic combinations. Delicious salads chopped and ready for quick, easy meals. And tasty berries frozen at peak ripeness, ready whenever you need them. Everyday favorites at unbeatable prices. We made Good & Gather for you. Only at Target.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we're back. And, you know, President Trump signed that bill today to keep, executive order to keep men out of women's sports. And it was an interesting thing, Wendy, because here you had all of these women. He was surrounded by women there. And amongst them you had teenage girls, and then you had girls, so, you know, 10, 11. But then you had the really cute little girls. And with all of those girls, what do you think Joe Biden would have been doing if he had been there with all those little girls?
I don't know. Smelling their hair?
Yeah.
That's what he likes to do.
Yeah, he'd have got himself in trouble there today because those were pro-life Christian ladies, and they'd have beat the old man up for doing that. And he would have deserved it, huh?
Yeah.
But anyhow, so he signed that bill, President Trump. Now, do you know what the response? Feminists are supposed, I thought feminists were supposed to be there for women's rights, right?
Right.
Do you know what their response was? Because to stop these transgender, because they favored the transgender, the feminist leaders said that you don't need legislation. Women just have to try harder to compete with the men. What do you think of that? Yeah, that was their response.
I probably would tell her, you know, in a male, in one drop of a male's blood is 1 million more red blood cells there to feed the muscle mass. That's what makes them stronger than women, faster, and sometimes, you know, just everything. We're the weaker vessel, according to Scripture. So, I mean, there's a big scientific difference there, it'd be very difficult for females to overcome that difference.
Well, you're the weaker vessel, but you sure are the prettier ones, I can tell you that. Anyhow, do you know what's happening in the Army? Do you know what's happening in the Army right now?
No, what?
Well, every day, over an average of 360 new recruits since November 5th, since Trump was elected, they're going back. The people are coming back. They're setting all kinds of recruiting records because of Trump is in there now. They were leaving the military in large numbers because of Biden and his LGBT, his sin, his transgender, his drag queen, you know, Millie and the drag queen gang. And but now that has turned around, and they're setting all kinds of recruitment records. People are coming out of the woodwork to join the military. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so here, we have some other good things happening. The fake news media, the far-left communist propaganda, they're attacking Elon Musk now and for Dodge, for cutting out all of the corrupt causes that they called it. And it's called a coup. Now, you know, some of the things we talked about, some of the things that the money was going to. In fact, did you know who happened to get a whole bunch of that money? From USAID?
No, who?
Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton ended up. That's right. She got, let me see. Here you go. In 2010, Hillary Clinton got $4.4 billion that Congress had earmarked for recovery. And it went efforts in Haiti. But only 3% of it got to Haiti. Guess where the rest went, okay? And here, Elon Musk was just amazed when he found out that Chelsea Clinton received $8 million. Chelsea Clinton here. The Dodge leader, Elon Musk's reaction to the discovery that Chelsea Clinton, daughter of former President Bill Clinton, failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has alleged. Wait a minute, I said eight. I try 84 million.
Wow.
Chelsea ended up with 84 million in U.S. taxpayers. Now, here, this is what the Communist Party. This is why there's the screamers are out there in large number, because here kickbacks. You have all of these kickbacks that they got. And, boy, believe me, they don't want people to know about it. Just like, you know, we read about the other day, you know, these senators that were going after Robert Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them on that panel, you know, Bill Cassidy, the one who, but until he got all the phone calls and the lines broke down, he was going to try to stop him, but he backed off. He received $12,306. Bernie Sanders received $5 million from Big Pharma, and let me look at that again. Oh, here it is. It's an update. $19,536. Kamala Harris received $11,341,000.
It sounds like money laundering, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Joe Biden received $9,128,291 from Big Pharma. Barack Obama received $6,041,678. Hillary Clinton, $4,622,600. And all these senators, Orrin Hatch, Mitt Romney, Bob Casey, McConnell received $2,027,732. Raphael Warnock, $1,763,425. I mean, a whole list all the way down, all of these people that were trying to stop Robert Kennedy ended up getting big bucks from Big Pharma. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not surprised. I mean, I kept saying we probably don't have a deficit. We're not a nation in debt. I think since the 70s, politicians have siphoned off this money.
Yeah, and that's what they do, but it's, they're all getting kickbacks. The way that thing works with that USAID is if you go and you find someone, like I talk to you and I say, look, I can get you this loan. I can get you, here's the thing, I'll get it for you, for your cause. You know, like, I mean, maybe they want to promote LGBT in Peru. I mean, I have a list of the things that they want for it. It's just unbelievable. And so all I'm asking for you to do is kick me back 10%. And that's what's happening. That's what they're doing. That's the way it works. So what do you think about, let's ask Style, because he's not saying anything, but we don't want him to feel left out, do we?
No.
That's why he's still thinking about getting that vaccine, huh?
Anyhow.
Style, what do you think about Trump rebuilding the Gaza and making it into a tourist center?
I mean, if there's anyone to do it, it's Trump, right? So he should know about building a business, and if we're talking about a tourist center, that's a lot of revenue to come in.
Well, see, now all those on the left are screaming and saying he's kicking these people out of their homes. But there is no homes. They're all broken up. They're all blown up. There's no
right.
place to live. They have no electricity. They have no water. They've got nothing there. And Trump says, look, we'll put you out in another country. Go live there. We'll rebuild this. And then you people, that this is your home here, you can come back. minus Hamas. No Hamas leaders. And Trump is telling them, we'll make sure that Hamas is not coming back here. But you can come back and get a job instead of going to war. You can go to work. But the very thought of that for the Communist Party out there, boy, that's going to work. Remember what
I was gonna say, that's the kick right there. You said the word work.
Yeah, remember what AOC said. Wendy AOC said, people that don't want to work shouldn't have to work. The people that do work should support those that don't want to work. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, God has another version of that. He calls it, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Well, AOC says that Elon Musk is one dumb guy. Okay. And now think about this. This woman is referring to Elon as a dumb guy. Do you know what kind of a car she drives, Wendy?
No.
A Tesla.
Oh, his car.
How smart is she?
Why would she buy that?
She's not very smart.
And most of Americans couldn't afford it, you know.
I know. Okay. The Democrats are saying that they are at war with we Americans and that they will take their violent fight to the streets. Okay. Now, what would you do if you went to a gasoline station and Maxine Waters jumped out and started screaming at you?
That would be interesting. I mean, I'd probably whip out my cell phone and start recording her crazy rant.
What would you do, Style, if you went to a gasoline station? Because she told people to go to the gasoline station and wait for conservative Christians and then go after them. And so what would you do, Style?
I think I'd take out my phone and record as well. Maybe I'd pop out a folding chair there. Just enjoy the show.
Well, I mean, more importantly, you'd have her on record as, intimidating and inciting some things that you probably wouldn't want to do.
Right.
If I went to the gasoline station and she jumped out and started screaming at me, I would scream louder at her until her old wig fell off. Then
okay.
I would take out my camera and take a picture of a ball-headed Maxine Waters. And then I think I'd put it up on the internet. What do you think? Yeah, good idea. All right, do you know what Al Green, do you know who Al Green is?
Yeah, I've heard the name.
He's that congressman. He said he is going to impeach Trump again. I impeached him before and I'll impeach him again. Do you know what Al Green doesn't know? He doesn't know that the Democrats don't have a majority in the House or the Senate. And he doesn't know, okay, now the Trump is in the White House. And so they're going to go after him. And you know what's going to happen now?
They started tried to start an impeachment proceeding today on him.
Yeah, that's the one that's behind it. Mm-hmm. But now you know what we have that we didn't have before? Now we have a Justice Department, a legitimate Justice Department. And you know what that means, don't you? That means they're going to be looking into all of the cases of lawfare, which is a crime. And so, these people are running scared. That's why they're doing this. They're running scared because they know that sooner or later their number is going to be up. So, Attorney General Pam Bondi orders DOJ to stop all federal funding of sanctuary cities. She vows prosecution of officials obstructing immigration enforcement. Also going after all of those that promote lawfare. Okay. And she said that today. And so here now, federal agencies are getting dodged, I guess. The Dems are going to lose their kickback You know what you had for USAIDS? $8 million for Sri Lanka, pronoun lessons, how to use. They spent $8 million of our tax money in Sri Lanka to teach them how to use the right pronouns. What do you think of that?
Yeah, a little language lesson there.
Then they spent another $2 million in Guatemala for those that wanted sex change. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I've heard some of the things that they've spent this money on, and it's beyond the pale. People are astonished. With any common sense, the people have that. Are astonished at. But, you know, my other side of my brain goes, well, that's what they described the money being spent on, but I doubt it was really spent on that. I think it's just a line on a piece of paper, and I'm thinking the money went to the politicians.
Kickbacks, right? Well, let me give you
guys. Well, they'd launder it. You know, they'd launder it in such a way, you know. Yeah, you could call it a kickback, I guess. But,
Do you know how George Soros placed all of these prosecutors, these Antichrist prosecutors, in office? They were whores. These were judicial whores, how he placed them all in office. It cost over $26 million. Do you know where George Soros got the money to put those prosecutors in office?
Probably from taxpayers.
That's right, USAIDS. He got the money. $26 million he got to put these corrupt, crooked prosecutors, like Bragg there in New York, in office. And like a Big Fanny there in Georgia. So CIA had left-wing reporters on their payroll. That's right. And a lot of these reporters now are cutting out and they're running. They're getting away. But the CIA now had a number of left-wing reporters on their payroll. And here, Mark Moyer, a USAID whistleblower, talked about how the CIA would go after any whistleblowers, and they would tell you, if you blow the whistle on any of our agencies, we go after you. Not the lawbreakers, we go after the whistleblowers. Now, 60 Minutes, did you see the thing on 60 Minutes they were showing about, because they actually showed the real 60 Minutes with Kamala on there and her answers? They had to clean up her interview because it was so bad, okay? And so when asked how the amount of the mountain of illegals coming in, the amount of illegals quadrupled. So he asked her, of course they cut this out, can you explain after 3 years in office how the amount of illegals coming across the borders under your watch has quadrupled? And they cut that whole part of it out because her answer was so bad. Unbelievable. Okay. President Trump's instant, okay. Is not going to rule out using U.S. troops in Gaza for... why do you think he's not going to rule that out there, Wendy and Style?
I'm sorry, he's going to not rule what out?
Using U.S. troops in Gaza. He wants to build, rebuild Gaza, but he's not going
to... Yeah, he wants to stimulate jobs there.
That's true, but he's not going to rule out using U.S. troops.
It's almost like they've been the subject of attacks.
Right. Well, you see, here, this is, it's a negotiating, it's a strategy. He's not going to rule it out. He's going to let them think, well, if we resist, he might use U.S. troops, and we don't need that because they've been taking quite a whipping. Hamas has, hasn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we talked about $8 million $8 million of taxpayers' money going to Chelsea. Actually, it was more than that. I believe, what was it? We said $68 million. But then guess who else got some of that money? Like they really needed that money, right? From USAIDS. New York Times received $3.1 million from USAIDS. The British Broadcasting Company, $3.2 million. That's our taxpayers' money. Did anybody ask you if they could give yet?
I must have missed that
call. Well, I mean, didn't some of the money go to banks, too?
Yeah, I think it did. They're still looking at that. Now, Tom Holman, the one guy they want to kill as bad as Trump is Tom Holman. And there's been a lot of threats, but he's got an entire security team that are all volunteers. They're ex-military. He's got 8 former ex-military volunteers protecting him. And what do you think now, the Super Bowl there in New Orleans, how many people do you think they're using security cops?
I don't know.
2,700 security cops are going to be there. Do you know who else is going to be there? President Trump.
Yeah.
So some of the employees of the FBI are refusing to cooperate with the DOJ now. And so they're going to be, a whole lot of them are going to be removed. And they're refusing to step down. And then Panama now is about to end its major trade and development agreement with China. Panama's going to allow that, the 2017 Trade and Development Pact, to expire here. These are just some of the things out there. Trump warns Iran. Now, there's been a number of rumblings, a number of chatter. Iran has actually put a bounty out on Trump. And Trump was warning Iran against assassinating him. He said he had already made arrangements and that things would not end well. In other words, he said if he should get assassinated, Iran will cease to exist. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, we live in a volatile world at this point. Anything could happen.
Yeah. You know what I think we'll do? I think we'll open the phone lines and take some calls. Because everybody always wants to talk to you. You're a smart woman. So the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The CIA helped the communist impeach President Trump. It's coming out now. And so guess who was behind the whole thing? John Brennan. And guess what? He still has his stay-behinds. Right now, today, he still has the stay-behinds in the CIA. Now, the CIA now has offered 100% of their agents to buy out. They can leave. They're going to try to clean out that snake's nest. Biden mood at a very, very fast pace to destroy America. He wanted to destroy America with DEI, with woke, with fentanyl, with child sex trafficking. Wendy, did you know that the federal government under Biden is the world's largest sex trafficking organization? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And so here, Biden brought in 20 million, a mob of 20 million illegals. And amongst those, murderers, rapists, pedophiles, terrorists, Chinese nationalist troops, MS-13 gang members, that latest gang member. By the way, They arrested a whole bunch of them in Colorado today. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. They. What's the name of those, that gang again, Style?
Oh, I don't remember the pronunciation off the top of my head now.
Yeah, Venezuelan gang. Anyhow, they arrested a whole bunch of them, and they're sending them to Gitmo. They're going to Gitmo. And so even though Biden moved very, very fast to destroy America as quickly as he could, Trump is moving even faster to restore America, undo the damage. And so here.
Trende Aragua or something like that?
Yeah,
right?
Trende Aragua, that was it. Now, remember all those people that said that they were going to take Trump out? That, there's those threats on that, you know, they, Pam Bondi, you know, that's her job to follow these things up on, and go after these people. Like I said, it's not vengeance. This is justice. You know, what they've done, okay, phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. Pardon?
I said we got a caller on the line.
Who do we have?
We have Jack in Beechwood.
All right, we're going to Beechwood with Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor, God bless you all.
Oh, thank you. You too.
I got a question, and I need a little prayer.
All righty.
What happened to Joe Larson? Is he still with us?
Yeah, Joe, he's kind of retired. He, you know, Joe had a lot of physical situations he's done, and he got to the point where Joe lives on a big ranch, and Joe is no longer able to take care of the ranch. He's just not physically able anymore. Joe's up there in his age. And
I'll keep him in prayer, too.
Pardon?
I'll keep him in prayer, too.
Yeah. Well, what he's doing is he's trying to get the ranch fixed up to sell it and go live with his kids.
That's nice. That would be very nice.
Yeah.
Pastor, I need a little prayer. I went in yesterday to Marymount. They did took a sample of a scar on my left lung from pneumonia that I had last year. And on the corner, there's like a half a millimeter. And it's malignant on that one area, but they're gonna burn the whole thing out. They said they don't have to go through my skin. They go through my skin and do it now. I don't know how they do that without putting a burn mark or anything on you, but that's the way they do it. So, you know, it's gonna be sometime next week, I think. So, you know, I got good doctors, but I still would like a little prayer.
All righty, well, we'll do that. But you know what you should do once you get that. You should call Wendy and order some dandelion root tincture. Right,
okay.
Wendy? So let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold Jack up, Lord, and see, neither Jack or I know really. We know what we think, what he needs. But, Lord, you know the whole story. You know completely. So what we're going to do, I'm holding him up to you, and I'm going to ask you, Lord, to intervene on his behalf and bless him in every single area where you know, Lord, he needs a blessing, Father God, that he might receive a healing, a complete and total healing. And, Lord, that you would turn him and everyone listening to me tonight, that you would turn their desires towards you more and more every day in every way in all things as we look for your return. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
Amen.
Wendy, do you think
you
should order?
So much. So very much.
You're welcome. Wendy, do you think you should order some of that, some of the dandelion tincture?
Oh, well, Windsor Medical University declared in a research in Canada, Quebec, Canada, it's Dr. Miriam Pandy and Dr. Carolyn Hamm, they found that dandelion kills all known cancer cells.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so
that's
what
I always keep
Dr.
a bottle.
Carolyn Hamm was in charge of the leukemia patients, and she happened to notice on Tuesday her patient's blood work improved, and so after investigating, she found the only thing that was different about Tuesday is the patients were served dandelion root tea.
Mm-hmm.
So she took that information down to the lab to biochemist Cimmerian Pandy and asked him if he could look into it. So he tested something stronger. He tested an extract of dandelion, and in vitro, he could see that healthy cells ignore dandelion, but cancer cells suck it up greedily because dandelion has a protein, and cancer likes protein.
Okay.
And so that's what they found. They tested all kinds of cancer, and they all did the same thing, killed the cancer.
Yeah, they want to burn the whole scar out. Not just that little half a millimeter. They want to take the whole scar.
Right. I probably would do some research on that, and maybe a second opinion would be worth a look, you know.
I got three. Three different doctors. Three different doctors, they have had a meeting, and they figure the best way to do it is just to not give me no chemotherapy or nothing, because it's not that serious. But they said it would just burn the scar completely out, and he'll be fine. That's what they said. So, and they're excellent doctors. They're Cleveland Clinics. You know, they're good people, you know. So I don't have no problem with that, but I just figure I need prayer.
Yeah.
You know, I turn it over to God.
Amen.
That's the only way you can get free, Pastor, is turning it over to God.
We have problems, and not many answers. God has all the answers and not any problems, huh?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But, Wendy, I'm going to keep that in mind. I'm going to do some research.
Yeah definitely. Do some research. Always ask questions before you leap there.
Do you sell the dandelion root liquid oil, or what do you need?
We have, it's a tincture. Another study, scientific study, found that milk thistle keeps cancer from spreading.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're doing research. They're trying to find ways to make drugs out of this stuff, you know. But you have the herbs in their, full nutritional capacity. So.
Right.
But, I just find it interesting.
Oh, okay.
Call her number, get her catalog, and it tells you all about it in there. It's her. Her number is 866-228-3663.
866-229-3663. Okay, Wendy, I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, well,
alrighty.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Have a blessed evening, all of you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who did... we have a break, don't we? We better go to the break.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
And his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there. Arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms.
was for you and I that he was crucified. Boy, that guy can sing, I tell you.
I believe Jim Reeves stole that song from you. You know that?
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been. Alrighty. All right, we have Clifford. Hey, Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hello. It is interesting. One of the USAID payments, millions, was to an atheist organization in Russia to get the atheism going there.
That's great, yeah. And they're crying the blues. The Communist Party are crying. The screamers are all out. Oh, my gosh, they're taking all the money. Now, see, they're telling you that they're taking the money from these, like, Catholic Charities. Good. Catholic Charities is running ads all over the place now because their funds have fallen off because everybody now is finding out that they were a big part of that, involved in the child sex trafficking.
Well, they should be arrested. Not only taking their money away, you know, whatever they call themselves, look at what they're doing.
Yep.
You know, look at, you know, what did Jesus say? Look at their fruits. You know.
So,
but,
yeah.
But, Wendy, there's a herb. It begins with B-A. It might be Bacona, Bacota, something like that from India that supposedly helps the brain. Am I getting the spelling right? B-A.
Indian. It's from India?
Yeah. It's B-A, Bacona, Bacota.
I really deal with indigenous plants in the United States. Don't usually do the imported ones, but...
Right.
Looks like Brahmi, B-R-A-H-M-I.
Yeah.
Also, ashwagandha's listed too. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of ashwagandha, pros and cons?
Yeah, I mean, if you get a good one, you know, that's organically grown, so much of the stuff, you know, coming from other countries like India can have a lot of chemicals on them. They grow them in not so healthy areas near highways and stuff like that. You get a lot of exhaust on them. And, some people will use that. Another one is called Tusi.
You're not going to believe this, Wendy. I have ashwagandha right here with me.
Yeah.
I've got that.
It's supposed to help with cognitive, you know, brain fog issues. Other herb they call Tusi is really basil, holy basil.
Okay. How do you spell Tusi?
T-U-I-S-I.
I-S-I. Okay. And that's similar to basil.
It's a holy basil. It's just what they call it. They use it for brain stress and improve circulation to the brain.
Okay.
They make a tea out of it in India.
Okay.
Yeah. There's quite a few, you know, those are indigenous to that region, you know.
Right.
And then you've heard of ginkgo biloba, the secret to using ginkgo for improving memory, cognitive alertness and memory and things is to pair it with a circulatory herb. So I like to use rosemary and cayenne.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With ginkgo.
With ginkgo biloba, yeah.
Right. That gets fairly touted for, I know that... there's a book called You Happier by Daniel Amen, who runs that big clinic. And he looked at brain scans. I guess he does a functional MRI, you know, looks at brains. But he said that the ones that look the youngest and the purest are people that are on ginkgo biloba.
Right. Yeah. So, but the secret is to get it to the brain, you know.
Yeah.
And, you have to get past the blood-brain barrier. And one thing scientists realized is vitamin C will do that. So your clients have vitamin C in them.
Right. So combine the ginkgo with the vitamin C, basically.
Right. Yeah, well, I like to use the circulatory herb as the push it there, and that would be the really hot cayenne. 250,000 Scoville heat units or higher, so habaneros will do it. Yeah.
Right. All right, Wendy, anything else from India? Any other Indian herbs that you...
Well, they have another. They do have another herb. It's called Shankapushi. I guess I pronounced it correctly. Usually helps with nervous system. So, so in other words, people that are really tense and uptight, you know,
right.
I rather use the valerian root for that. But, you know, in India, that's what they use.
Valerian root. And,
yeah.
And it's ashwagandha. Yeah, it also tells you it helps calm or reduce stress.
Yeah.
But it's they have a picture of it, and they kind of look like strawberries.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to give you some mental vitality. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone recommended the podcast, The Hidden Brain, and I started to listen to the latest episode, but it's not a political they said it's not a political, you know, podcast, but they were talking about people trying to push the envelope on what they're trying to do too much. And, you know, that's probably true, that type A personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a world with a lot of technology now, and all this information is at your fingertips 24/7, and I think people just get overstimulated. You know, you need to take a break from that. And the blue lights and stuff from the technology is not good for your eyes and your brain either. It'll keep you awake.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell you, you know, to put something on your screen or wear those glasses that you can buy online to help you with the blue light. They actually help very much. They, if you got a lot of eye strain, it helps relax the eye.
I was going to say, I got a pair with me right now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So could you just give that spelling on that last one from India?
Oh, sure. Let me go. It is S-H-A-N-K.
S-H-A-N-K, Shank.
And then
okay.
And then H-A-P.
Yeah.
U-S-H-P-I. So Shankapushpi.
Right.
If it's pronounced like that, yeah.
Right. So
go ahead and get some there and take it.
Okay.
And if it does you any good, let me know.
Yeah. And Wendy, this plane crash thing. What was your initial reaction to that? I think it was deliberate. A lot of people.
You know, I don't know. I just think it's odd. You know, that they didn't see the plane, and if they were wearing night vision equipment, usually you see the lights. Anything with a heat source, you would see. So it's kind of weird. I don't know.
No, they're saying that there's a discrepancy between the tower, between the two black boxes, and that, and it said that here in the for the chopper that it actually had said that they were at 200 feet. When they were at 350 feet. That's what they were saying today.
Oh, maybe equipment failure then. Yeah,
it looks like equipment failure.
Well, I mean, they've had, at that Washington, D.C. airport, they were chatting about this on the news, that they've had issues before where planes and helicopters were in too close a proximity, and they need to change the regulations at that airport.
Well, the air traffic controller that was supposed to be guiding in the helicopter left early.
Oh.
And so the only one was there was the one left for the plane. So
well, that's not good.
No, that wasn't good at all, was it?
And left early.
And, yeah, they're checking to see, too, if this DEI is involved in all of this.
Oh, man.
So, anyhow, we'll eventually get the truth out of it. But for right now, I have to give that invitation because it's that time.
Mm.
And so, unless, should we let Cliff do it?
Hey, Cliff, you're up.
Get back here, Cliff. Cliff took off on me.
Yeah, okay.
Do we have anybody else on the line?
We have one more caller in Maryland.
Let's take that one caller, then I'll give the invitation. Who do we have?
We have Zoe.
Zoe?
Okay. Hi.
Hey, Zoe, you're in the air.
Thank you, Pastor. Hello, Wendy. We always enjoy your awareness that we just feel so hungry for every time you come on, so thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
The one thing I wanted to mention very quickly is this program that they're all screaming about, this money that has been like the parent that keeps giving kids money so they just, you know, spend it. And they're all acting like entitled children. And, you know, when you get very comfortable of not really working very, very hard, which Musk found out with all the coffee machines and so forth in his company before it became X, or once it became X, that, you know, they really get very used to not working. And I didn't realize we had such a class of people in the area around Washington that are non-workers, really. I mean, they're just on the dole.
That's exactly right. They're exactly right. Work the average. Only 6% of them actually go into work. And now that's changing.
That's pathetic. And, of course, it was, you know, with the Fauci COVID. It, you know, really brought it out to light. But Kennedy is the one who brought in the program and the building that's standing there and all these wonderful aids, supposedly, to others. That was a very good branding for them. But his sister was married to a fella, and they started a program under Kennedy called the Peace Corps. And the Peace Corps is what locks into the boomers and other people, that they went there and they did something good. You know, they showed people how to garden and they medical treatments and so forth. And they rode on that, and of course that became expanded. And it became a big nonprofit in so many ways. But people are becoming very cognizant now the kickbacks in which the swamp is taking is horrific. And I can't wait to hear the kickback on the Ukraine.
Well, you're going to hear about it because we're going to keep... Remember, we told you when this whole thing first started, when they first started sending money and arms, and I told you, listen, that Ukraine, that's the money laundering capital of the world. You're going to have all these international arms dealers sitting there waiting for those arms because they're all going to go on the black market. And that's exactly what happened. We sent them over there. Yeah. They went on the black market big time. And so the corruption just unbelievable.
But people started out by thinking that helping other people around the world was, you know, one of our great gifts. After a war, we go and help them clean up.
Yep, I'm going to have to move on right now, Zoe, because it's that time. But God bless you. All right, how much time do I have now? All right, folks, we get to that point every night, okay? And if I was to say to Style, what's the most important thing to anybody and everybody?
To be saved.
That's right, okay. Everything we talked about tonight, except for the scripture, someday will be forgotten. It'll be totally forgotten, okay? Everything that you folks out there that are concerned about, your job, your homes, all of that someday will be gone. It will be gone, okay? A lot of people are worrying about what's going to happen to them when they pass away. What are they going to do with all their property? Some of the woe unto you, Richmond. It'll be gone. Joel Osteen, not going to be able to take any of it with him. Okay. all of these prosperity preachers, Kenneth Copeland, all your jets and everything's going to be left behind. You're not going to take it with you, folks. The most important thing out there for all of us is to understand that, one, you're going to die, and when you die, the Bible's very clear. There's no stuttering there. It's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment. And everybody listening to me is listening because they're alive, and everybody that's alive someday will be dead. And that's reality. See, there are absolutes. Aren't there absolutes, Wendy?
Oh, yeah, according to God, there is.
And what's going to happen is those that have called upon the name of the Lord, who have repented, prayed to the Father, asked for forgiveness of sin, called upon the name of the Lord, received Christ as a Savior, they are going to be gifted with glorified bodies. It's going to put Wendy out of business. Wendy's going to be out of business because right there where we're going to be, you're going to have the trees that produce 12 different types of fruits, the tree of life. Did you know that, Wendy? Right where we're going to be.
Oh, no. Right? Growing near the water's edge. Right?
Yep. But those that have not called upon the name of the Lord, they're going to be in a very, very bad place. Okay? They're not going to fare too well. They're going to go, it's a constant process of dying. That's what it is. It's a torment. Separation from God is a constant process of dying. But those of us that have received Christ as our Savior, we're going to have a constant process of living. It's going to be continual. Now, that's what the people out there, what a smart person would want to do, right, Wendy?
Right.
And so how would they do that? Well,
take the Lord's faith.
That's exactly right, what they do. Jesus made it very clear. You pray to the Father. You ask God the Father. You acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner. And according to God's holy word and God's holy laws, then you deserve hellfire. But God so loved the world, He gave you an opportunity. He gave you a get-out-of-hell card free. Because His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, became a man. And He hung upon the cross and He took our place. He died a substitutionary death. And He suffered like no man. He did what only He could do. He did what only He could do. Because all of the sins of the world were laid upon His shoulders, past, present, and future. And that is totally beyond any inclination that we could possibly have to try to even begin to comprehend what that's like to have the sins of the world, past, present, and future, billions and billions of people, to have that put on you. Only God could have endured that. Only God could have endured that. And Christ did that up on the cross. But it's only can apply to you if you call upon His name and make Him Lord of your life. So I would do that tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow, because you might not have it tomorrow. A lot of people are going to run out of tomorrows tonight. It happens every night. Well, we're at that time where we come to every time, every night, where we say, thanks for all of you being here. We say, God bless to y'all. We say, good night to y'all. And then you know what we say, Wendy? Always,
keep
fighting the
fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.